Welcome to Girl Truth, What Lens Are You Looking Through? Season 3.
Our Women's History Month Rewind continues as we take a look back at our story episodes. These are the episodes where our podcast co-hosts share their own stories. Our first story episode was a tale of tragedy and resilience. It told the story of a young girl's flight from Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. It was also our first episode that was offered in both English and Spanish. Here is an excerpt from Leaving Puerto Rico, Jenna Lee's story.
How old were you when Hurricane Maria hit?
I was 13 years old. And my baby brother was 2 months, and my middle brother was 3 years.
And what was it like being in the storm?
It was so traumatic and so overwhelming, because you being inside, like in the house inside, and hear all those noises that was outside of the house was overwhelming, because you didn't know what was going on and you was scared. We were praying all the time. We were in a circle and we were praying to survive.
And what was the island like after the storm?
It was all destroyed, all a mess. Like, the houses didn't have roof. The people were running, stealing things for no reason. Families without houses. It was so hard.
Did all of your family survive?
Thanks to God, all my family survived.
And when did you learn your family was leaving the island?
I realized that my family were leaving when two weeks after the Hurricane Maria, because we didn't see progress since it came up, and my parents decided that to give us a better education.
Our next story episode is a tale of overcoming the fear of being different. Here is an excerpt from the episode, I Am Not a Terrorist, featuring Baina Gaul.
Basically, like, I had this fear. I don't have it anymore. Like, I've overcome it. But this whole fear that people, that like random strangers look at me as a terrorist or like a threat because of the stares that I get, or like the way I see people talking around me. And it was just like sort of this like fear that I created and didn't really talk about. I didn't talk to my mom about it because I didn't know how she would feel. I didn't know if she'd be like, oh, that's like irrational. You know that people aren't thinking of you that way. I just never talked to anyone about it. It was just one of those fears that I kept to myself.
And I remember you saying that you hadn't shared that with anyone, not even your mom. So what was it like carrying that burden alone?
It was, it definitely weighed on me whenever I, like, went out to go have fun with friends, like, over in Philly or maybe in other areas. Because I know that when I'd be walking the streets just trying to get to my destination, some people would give me weird looks, or they'd, like, bump into me just a little bit. Not all the way, not anything too rude, but, like, it's still rude. But, I just didn't know, like, how I would tell somebody this without seeming like this is, like, a dumb fear or something.
And so what are some of the things that people said or did that made you feel the way you felt?
Like, I would just be walking, minding my own business, and then I'd just start getting these dirty looks. Or, like, when I'd walk past, like, two people or maybe, like, even a group, they'd start whispering after I've, like, walked past them. in my head, it was like, they're probably talking about me. And then the dirty looks just instantly gave me the, why doesn't this person like me? I don't even know them. I've never seen this person in my life. What did I do to them?
At what point did you decide you were going to share your feelings at graduation and why?
It would be when Miss Cheryl told me that I was going to be giving a speech at graduation. It really shocked me because it would be like, me? Speak at graduation? I'm good at speaking to other people. I just wasn't really sure about speaking to a whole audience of people. And she told me that it had to be something just not one of those average speeches, just had to be something good. And I was like, I feel like I should talk about my fear, because we did an exercise in the program where we all talked about a fear we have or something we never told anybody about. And I felt like it was a good opportunity to speak on that and try to overcome it.
And what was your mom's reaction after she heard that speech?
Just like everybody else in the crowd, I started tearing up. Everybody cried. There was a lot of crying.
A lot of crying.
But she gave me a hug and everything. And then, after that speech, I really felt like I did it. Like, I overcame this fear. Nothing can stop me. My mom knows about it now. So it's not like I'm just holding it in.
Our next story episode introduced us to Assia Ball. Assia currently serves as the curatorial intern for the African American Crafts Initiative and Crafts of African Fashion Project at the Smithsonian Center for Folklife and Cultural Heritage. Here is an excerpt from Introducing Assia.
So like I said before, I'm very passionate about culture, especially sharing my culture, sharing my identity, and, working with others, with other people who are from different cultures than I am. Especially for me, I came from a predominantly white institution. So a lot of my peers, my classmates, my teachers were white. And being a Muslim, being a Black woman, in that predominantly white space, I felt it very important to do work that was involved with, cross-cultural engagement and diversity, equity, and inclusion. So a lot of what I've done and what I'm passionate about and hope to do in the fall and during my undergraduate experience is kind of build on that cultural, those cross-cultural, interests that I have. I'm really passionate about, relationship building and just having people understand one another, especially when they come from different backgrounds, whether it be, religion, race, ethnicity, sexuality, things like that, and just helping to create safe spaces, just because I know what it's like not being able to, find an ally or have a space where you can, be yourself and express who you are. So I try to help create those spaces for people so they can, be their authentic self, share their truth, and just, create connections with other people.
That's beautiful. So has the experience with what's being called this modern day civil rights movement had any influence on you and your identity or on you as a person?
Definitely. This summer just as a whole has been so interesting and very much, provided a moment of self-discovery, self-reflection, but in particular to the injustice and the activism that's happening this summer, I've definitely learned more about myself, and I've discovered that I very much would like to be more active in terms of, social justice work and activism work, and that's something that I hope to be able to do, especially in D.C., when I'm able to, because D.C. is very much a hub of, activism and social justice, it's also been a learning experience for me, just, learning about history and just the experiences, different experiences of African-Americans in the U.S. I mean, like I said before, I went to a PWI, a predominantly white institution, and a lot of this, history and information wasn't taught at school. And although, at home, my mom and, my family did, teach me history and, about what it's like being Black. But it's just really interesting seeing from teenagers and young adults, taking a lead and taking a step you know, being at the forefront of this movement. So I've definitely learned that, you know, being a teen does not limit you. It does not, you know, prevent you from being active and being involved. So I hope that I can, you know, moving forward, just build on that and just become a better activist, a better social justice warrior.
Thank you for listening to Girl Truth, What Lens Are You Looking Through? Produced by yours truly, Adina Hill. Our podcast is sponsored by the Evalore House, the award-winning nonprofit organization led by our executive director, Cheryl Ann Wadlington. To learn more about the Evalore House, visit us on the web at evalorehouse.org.